But the monastic settlements that she's founded, no doubt about it, was it this Bridget herself? It doesn't really matter. The fact remains is I don't get too hung up out on the person who's of it, but it's the belief in her and the whole system. Incidentally, that monastic, that nunnery in Kildare that stood for hundreds of years, actually it was destroyed by an Irishman. And that was a black character out of Irish history, Dermot McMurrogh, King Dermot of Leinster, who is actually exiled from Ireland because of that deed. And from there, of course, that he was off to England and then to France, where he enlists the aid of Henry II, and he gathers together some Norman knights, and that's the first incursion into Ireland.
Can we not throw in some of his shenanigans with the King of Breffni's wife as well?
Yeah, but you're going to come across then. O'Rourke, of course, had it in for him, but it wasn't that. That wasn't the reason. Of course, he abducted O'Rourke's wife, but some of the analysts say she wasn't that hard to abduct. So we have a little bit of stuff going on there. Apparently, some writers say that she went quite willingly, but it was not for that that O'Rourke enlisted the men of Ireland to have him exiled. It was the act of desecration of the nuns of the nunnery of Bridget and Kildare. I believe it was in order to have one of his own installed as abbess. And but for that is the reason McMurrogh is expelled. The rotter. He's just a complete another evening or another day's study. What happens after that, but we have to stay with Bridget.